There's a lot of Paul Love in
Talk Radio.
That's probably why I'm choking too.
Something out there.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Now, for many of you, it's already Thursday, but you can pretend it's still Wednesday. And in essence, while it's still the wee hours of the night or the morning, it's still kind of Wednesday night.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's you know, yeah. When you stay up late and stuff, you don't look at it as another day until you wake up.
We are suffering severe pollen here, so bear with us.
We've had like rain so much that I think now that we haven't had any for a few days, everything says, oh, it's time to grow and pollinate. And it is.
But tomorrow we get back into the storm, so.
Well, that's wild. That'll knock the pollen away and stuff, too. That lowers the pollen.
We were only at, what, 80-something Fahrenheit today?
Let's see.
It was very comfortable.
Oh, of course
comfortable.
We do that. Yes.
What be happening?
My phone randomly makes me type in my password. I wish I could go in there and say, I don't want you to randomly tell me to do shit. I gave you a fingerprint set up for a reason. Like
tell them, Jim, because we usually have a minute of banter.
I got the 88.
Oh, so it did warm up.
Yeah.
Tell them why you had a password on your phone from the
Because a lot of tricksters. Remember. We play a little tricks with each other. So we used to infamously go out on Thursdays after work right away. Left my phone at the bar, come back, and somebody's making Facebook posts about being gay. That would be me.
That he's gay.
Yeah. And I said, oh, so much for that.
So, anyway, he keeps a password.
Otherwise, I would never lock my phone. I got nothing. I don't give a shit what anybody gets in there. But now I do.
Why? Oh.
Did you say why?
I've got one, too. And
well, one of your Gmail business accounts made you do it, didn't it? Something made you.
They have lives of their own, if any of you have Gmail. I have business Gmail. I have to pay for that.
I'm on
now.
Prescription.
For some reason, Google's got to have one account. They take $12, American dollars, and the other one, $6. I guess they need my $18 that bad.
They must have three. That sounds like $6 per email. So that must be free.
Somebody told you to take Claritin. Who was it? Michelle. And Virgil, who's here now, says, is that the same as Viagra?
Exactly the same. Yes, your sinuses get erect.
Your sinuses. Well, Jim, you likely do have a perpetual, you know what I mean, a woody, hard-on.
What does that mean?
Because... You are.
Where did that just come from?
Because you would never need Viagra. Except I know you do have some.
You always should have a backup plan. Boy Scouts always are prepared. You know, I also have weapons and ammunition. No plan on ever using it, except at the gun range, but you never know.
Well, all right, here we go. Time to begin. Everybody needs to remember I'm using ordinary playing cards. Not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there. It's a distinction that needs to be made because so often I'm approached and people will say, oh, I really want to get one of your tarot readings. Well, I have nothing but respect for tarot. It's a beautiful system. And And I tried once many years ago to try and pick it up. I think I was meant to just stick with this one, this method. So I don't want anybody to feel like, well, what she got against tarot? Nothing. I have nothing. I just am not the one who practices with it. Also, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout for each of you as you either call in or we take you from Facebook as it is Alternate Wednesday, where we go back between the two. All right, back and forth. And I just want you to be aware, it's just my preference. A lot of people just, you know, they'll whip off a few cards, however they want to do it. I've seen different ones on TikTok. I prefer the entire layout. It gives me a really good idea intuitively about the landscape of your life, you know, kind of where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, okay? It's the same layout that I would use in a private session with you. Bless you. All right, so I think that's the majority of my part. Now we have to go to Mr. Fabulous himself, Jimbo.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for information and educational purposes only. We also want to remind you on a lighter, happier note that if you're international, please let us know anytime during the show, and we will make sure we get you an international shout-out. Like, we'll start out with several right now. We have Dr. Priya, who is residing in the Netherlands, Sophia, residing in Sweden, Rachel from the land down under in Australia, Virgil is here from the United Kingdom, Manchester specifically, and I think I had all the international folks so far. But they should talk. There'll probably be more, and when they show up and let us ring our bell, we'll give a little international shout-out. We work it in. All right, let's get down to the business.
Business.
People are piling in here. Let me see here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading, get in the queue. And when you're in the queue, when you first call, you'll hear a message that says that you shall listen to the show while you're on hold. So while you're holding, you'll be able to hear the show. You won't miss a beat. If there's silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Usually if there's a technical problem here, something that we have to resolve, we'll do it. And then the show will bring the show back to life. If it's just a cell phone thing, you know, they drop calls, call back. So either way, call back. Facebookers. Deb mentioned earlier that we're going to try to do the alternate Wednesday thing. So we're going to start off with the phone lines because they've been holding before we even went live. And then we'll go to your Facebook folks. Now, there's no cue. You can't jump the gun. Don't try to get trigger happy and guess when the reading's going to end because we're going to hang up on you. Because them are the rules. Plus, there's no cue system. So just patiently wait. And then we will take the first audio or video messenger call. Those are what we prefer because if we do the type thing, we're going to run out of time because it's a big, huge delay and it's slow back and forth.
But if they have no choice?
They have a choice, Deb. They are choosing not to do it. If you have Facebook, you can work with Messenger. Don't shake your head. Can do it. I mean, you choosing not to do it.
This part here belongs to me.
Well, I'm just saying, but you're choosing not to do it. Messenger is available. So if you say, I can't Messenger, well, you can because, first of all, you're here in the goddamn internet. So you have an internet connection, so I'll throw a bullshit flag on that. And you say, well, I can't, well, you know, so we should have our show. It does, I'm telling you, it will screw people over if you just type. It's really, one person will at least not get a reading because that is how slow that interaction is. So just do it. It won't hurt you. You can do audio. We won't see you. If you're scared or whatever, you'll be cool. It won't eat up your bandwidth. Audio, video can sometimes play with your connection, depending on what you got going on. So do that, all right?
Yes, me lord.
Do that.
And Rachel, you ever want to call in? I'd love to hear you talk.
Talk. All right, you heard the harps, angels. Yes, the kind of vision we've seen in paintings and churches and blah, blah, blah. So when you hear that means your reading with Deborah has concluded, and we are going to give you a single angel card before we roll on to the next person. Tonight's flavor is the Mind Info Oracle cards. These are good cards. It says, helping you through stress, anxiety, and change is their little model. There's a little write-up on the back. And I will just, I make no money. I wish I would, but I will just give you a little thing. I'm thinking about these cards. I haven't sat down and do it. They give you different types of, for the Facebookers, they give you different types, of, like she has a layout. They have different types of layout for different things with these cards. So might be something you might want to play with. Not going to, don't get mad at me if you say this is a piece of crap. I'm just telling you, it might be interesting. It's all I'm telling you. A lot of our angel cards don't have that. That's what I'm getting at. So you'd have to make something up on your own, possibly, or just do like we do. We're pulling a single card. And for the sake of time, we're just pulling a single card for you tonight. So, got any last things you want to throw out there before I go to the phones? How about a hoodah?
No, I'm good.
All right, 25. I'm going to go to area code 714, caller number one is out in California.
And I believe this caller is brand new to the show.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Pump up the volume.
Yes, it is. Hello there, and welcome to the show. This is Deborah, and who am I speaking to?
I think this is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can indeed.
This is my first time.
I'm Jennifer, and I'm calling. You've spoken with my friend Michelle.
Yeah.
She recommended the call in to give me instructions.
All right. So go ahead.
So my question is, I guess it's about love. I have two potential, I guess, suitors, the way to say it. And I'm not sure if any of them are going anywhere, but I'd like to get some insight into that.
Okay. I didn't quite pick up on the first part. So
you have two suitors? Is that what you were saying?
Suitors.
Yeah. Potential. Yep. One is international and one is local.
She's got a couple potential candidates here.
I thought she had said tutors, so that's why I wanted to clarify.
One letter can make a huge difference there, can it? Now in our Linda language world, yes, indeed. All right, tutors it is. So potential candidates for more. Okay.
All right. Let's see.
So you said one is international, one is local. So that means, have you actually had a physical meeting?
I've had a physical meeting with both. I have plans with the local tomorrow and plans with the international one next week.
Really? You're a busy girl.
Wow, international.
Yeah.
International, is that like Mexico or Canada, so it's on the same continent?
Or is it
Netherlands?
Netherlands. That would not be our continent. Okay.
No. Well, let me ask you, as I go to prepare your reading, do you have special feelings more for one than the other?
I think so at this point.
And which one would that be?
Yeah, who's the leading? Who's the leading candidate?
The Dutch candidate.
The international man. All right. Okay, interesting. Well, I think it's good that you already have had physical meetings, so you got that out of the way, because that's also a very important stepping stone, because people can be totally different, obviously, on phones and online.
So he's coming to you?
Yeah, it's work-related. It's ironic. I work with both of them, but on different levels, so he's coming out to help with work, so I'll see him out in California for the next 2 weeks.
Wow. That's kind of a really good running start at a relationship. Yeah. You sound very excited.
Well, it's pretty cool to have choices. It is.
It is.
That is a wonderful burden to have to bear.
What do you think as a male? Do you mind if a girl has, a few different contenders?
Yeah, I would only tolerate that so long. Because I say, I'm not going to just play second fiddle, basically, at a certain point, yeah.
And I think for a lot of us women, when we find out that there's somebody else in the wings or somebody else's, we're going to bail. We're going to bail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Go ahead.
Oh, I think that's why I called, because I have maybe potential with two, but I'd like some insight on which direction to go, because is very initial with both, and, you know, I like some insight.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
I think
right?
That's great. And here's, this is a perfect example of how these cards really operate when it comes to matters of the heart. You know, love is, well, it's the most powerful energy in the entire universe. And when we get a chance to experience, like, even the minute beginnings of it, these cards really get very vivid in their insight. So I want to tell you now, and don't let the first part that I say here, don't let it disappoint you in any way at all, okay? And I'll explain. Your cards are illustrating that this is a really wonderful, solid foundation for a friendship that you are working with here.
For one, both?
The Dutch guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided to lay them down about the butt. Dutch.
The butt, you know, the butt guy. Oh, no, Lisa hasn't called in yet. Never mind.
No.
Oh, she's I did that for her. She's listening.
All right. Most people often don't realize, especially when we're very young, that friendship is the best foundation that there is for what the future is going to bring. You got to have that sense of compatibility. You've got to have that same levelness, if you guys know what I'm saying. Where if one of you has a great sense of humor, I hope that the other one of you can appreciate that. You know, where you kind of play off each other, your strengths encourage his own. And I've got to tell you, you also got the chemistry here. Wow. You've got the most expressive passion card here. And when it comes to passion, sexual gratification, all of that juicy good stuff.
All the juicy good stuff.
We got to remember that attraction is a dance, all right? It's the dance of seduction and all the goodies that come along with it. So you've got that with him. I feel that both of you are extremely attracted. The chemistry works really well. And these next 2 weeks are going to be very telling for the future. And just remember, I'm trying to put this in a really nice way. If you are spending a first or a second, maybe a third evening with him, and suddenly it's as if all of your clothes just melt away, and the next day you're thinking, oh, I've got to take the walk of shame for this. It went the way it was supposed to go. So you just allow yourself to feel good about that, confident that you were able to consummate the beginning of this beautiful relationship, and it is.
That's what you do. You just dust the other guy?
No, but I wanted, she said that she had stronger feelings.
Well, I heard
for
that,
him.
But she also brought the two into the game.
Well,
so he's not a goat cheese crap. Obviously, he's a fact. He's interested. She is interested in both. She has a leading candidate.
And that's the Dutch guy. The other guy is here.
Okay.
He's
I'm
here.
Curious.
But this is you don't work with this one, do you? Or do you?
I do work more directly with the other. It's at the same company, just not together.
Okay.
This is the other guy. In the industry, the Dutch guy is coming out to help me with work for 2 weeks, and I know, I appreciate the direction you're going, because there is more of an urgency because of the distance with the Dutch guy.
The other guy already thinks he would have a lot of trouble trying to stay up with you, to keep up with you, okay? And he's not going to be as sweep you off your feet kind of boyfriend.
They all can't be.
No,
right?
But the other one's really... The other one's really, he's got game, good game, really good game.
Obviously, they're candidates for a reason, right? They both got something.
They're going to reach the heights of ecstasy together.
Well, that sounds like a threesome.
No, sorry, the other guy's going to have to go, I really think eventually you're going to choose the Dutch guy. And you know, with the world the way it is now, Jennifer, we have computers, we have all this technology. Miles just about seem insignificant. Plus, there's probably many opportunities if he were to relocate here or you would go there.
Well, it sounds like whatever business they're in, travel is not an issue.
Right.
It sounds
that's what I'm thinking.
It's frequent. They have a business connection, so they have interaction capabilities without any problems, which a lot of people do not have that luxury that are doing
that's
this
true.
Stuff.
And she's right. They got to make hay while the sun is shining, while he's here, so to speak. You know, it's
well,
going to be a whirlwind. Go ahead. Go
it's
ahead.
It's funny because I found a great job opening in the Netherlands.
Oh, look at that. Sounds like a door opening.
Yeah, just don't put the cart before the horse.
Which would be...
Yeah.
Like you're already planning to move. You don't even know if you actually love a person. Ah, I'm going to the Netherlands.
I'm just wanting to relocate and don't have a destination in mind. So
okay.
I don't think it hurts to at least try. If I get there, I get there. If I don't, I don't.
I think it's going to be a real barn burner of a relationship for you. You've got all of the essential ingredients, the compatibility, the meaningful friendship, which I know when we're young, you know, we don't even realize, but subconsciously we're thinking of breeding, you know, who's going to be the best breeding partner. In this case, it's more about looking for who's going to be the best mate. And this guy has soulmate potential for you. The other, I'm sorry, I'm just not seeing it for you. I think that his style would ultimately be very frustrating for you.
Okay. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All righty, stand by for your mind information. I put information, I like mind info. Angel card reading. It's an oracle card specifically. Subject is... Slow down. Life isn't a race, nor is it a competition. You need to slow down. Doing so doesn't make you weak or less than. It makes you strong, wise, and much better able to navigate life with clarity and ease.
Yeah.
That's actually really good advice.
That is a good one.
Most people don't slow down and they rush into things that they wish they would have just maybe taken a deep breath first.
Well, I think this will be a really exciting happy, wonderful time.
And she's new.
Yeah.
These single angel card readings may not actually have to deal with that subject. You're a human. You have other stuff going on in your life. Could be work related. Could be relatives related. But that's the message that the card gave to you. You see how it applies to your life.
Very much. Thank you.
Well, please don't be a stranger.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
The more readings you get, the more clarity we will achieve.
Yeah, there's not like a ticket you punch and I only get 3 punches and I can never call again. You can call every show, only once per show. That's it. That's the only stipulation.
Fair. So thank you so much.
And good luck to you. Good
yes,
luck.
Good luck. Can't wait.
Good luck on your
please
international endeavor.
Please come back and give us a debriefing on how it went.
Yes.
I will. Thank you again.
Oh, you're so
well. Thank you very much. And I know not hang up on these folks. They are free to listen. Sometimes it might be annoying, but you're free to stay on your phone and listen to the entire show if you desire. I don't hang up on you. I just put you back on mute.
I think that at the next one, I've already picked her out, is Dr. Priya.
Of course you did.
Well, she's been here for quite some time. Different days.
No, well, that's who's next then, so everybody stand by.
So, Dr. Priya, if you want to call me, I'm ready to receive you.
And she may have already punched out. She was on the verge. International shout out to Laura, who lives in London but is in Ireland right now, frolicking with the leprechauns.
Who is?
Laura!
Oh, that's right.
Kissing the Blarney Stone. Arr! All right.
Maybe she did go. I think
because if you're going to kiss a stone, it should be the Stone of Blarney.
What's the one in Boston?
I don't freaking know.
There's a stone there. It's like the one. Oh, I think she's going. I think Dr. Priya did leave us.
No, she's right there.
Oh, is she here?
So she wants you to do the type. Sent
yes,
you a messenger.
She did send me a message. I'll go there for it. All right.
I don't get it.
But I will put it, I will say it out in the room.
La da. I'm going to get some Jeopardy frickin' music to play when we do. This is the problem with this type shit.
She also has children sleeping. So when she calls, she has to whisper.
She can whisper when she calls then.
I have a premonition. You and I may be having an argument later. So let me just finish reading.
I don't give a flying shit if we have
don't
an argument.
Don't talk like that.
You make it sound like... Oh, my God, I pissed off the commander-in-chief. No, I just dislike this, because look at the dead time. The clock's ticking. See that?
Well, she's calling.
There we go. Now it is said. It is done. I like
you're
it.
You're happy.
I am happy. For the other people that are waiting, Deb.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I know you have to be very quiet. I did read your message to me. And it seemed that you had two concerns, and I can look at your cards right now, okay? And we'll take a look at that. And it'll just take me a moment here.
Un momento. All right, let's see. Folks that are on Blog Talk, do not punch out. They're starting to punch out with Alternate Wednesday. We go back to the phone line, so chillax, relax. That's all we can say is relax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. I know you've been with us other nights when the hour starts to get very late, then we have to call it a night. So I'm glad that I was able to connect with you now. So we're going to see about your two questions. Now, let me ask you something. In the lab work that you are doing, are you handling any dangerous chemicals or solutions or anything like that?
Dioxide?
I'm sorry? No?
Dioxide, yes. Dioxide?
I'm not sure what that is.
I didn't hear anything.
Hydrogen peroxide?
Remember the last time she called, she was not happy camper because they were having her do...
cleaning
her. Doing disinfecting type stuff.
Yeah.
Which was not what she signed on board for. So I don't know what's happened since then.
Would they? I believe that if you have a heart-to-heart talk with those that are above you, we say in the chain of command, that I really think that they would understand that you're not happy with what you're doing and that you aren't. I think you should even share your secret that you and your husband are expanding your family, and maybe this would be, you know, in your own best interest not to be doing something that is strenuous, dangerous, whatever the case might be for you. Because I do feel that this, you might want to wait a little bit on conceiving your child. The reason I'm saying this is things seem to be entering a period where there's going to be some unrest at home. I'm picking up some things here with your partner, your husband, that he's not quite on board with your choices right now. You know, men always worry about the financial and the stability and can we really handle another, you know,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever that other thing is, right?
And where we tend to be more caught up in, I guess, the
positive. Sometimes the glass half full is more important than the other half of the glass.
Yeah, and they don't always feel a connection until they're holding that baby or, you know. And
but those counter views, sometimes, that's good. I think you need that in the relationship. You can't all be 100% identical. It's good to be a little bit opposite in some things, don't you think?
Well, right. But other times, if...
you're right. I know. There are times where,
if it's divinely ordained
that
going to carry another child.
And especially about something like that.
No, there's no way to prevent it.
Yeah, this is not about buying an appliance. This is about a child where we're both parents.
I think that you should, you are still continuing to find a different position, right? Elsewhere?
Oh, she does, she's not a happy camper.
But you've been there a while, and it may not hurt to speak with them.
I have already spoken to them.
And they're not...
On the fifth day?
Yeah.
They said, you have to do this for 1 year.
Oh, that's right.
That is... I can't even believe it's a year. You know,
is that what everyone else has to do?
You have to disinfect crap for a year, regardless of...
Well, somebody's got it. Yeah.
But that's why you hire people for wages that aren't as high as doctors and stuff. But now I'm preaching to the choir. That's why she's not happy. She's not happy about it.
You mean like they would get surgical nurses and
that
kind of thing?
I wouldn't be happy about her. I want her ship of unhappiness. That's crap.
She should be. I'm saying that they'll remove me from the current job.
I think that what you need to remain in the power position with this. Keep looking for elsewhere. Once you can go to them and say, XYZ, this other medical clinic says that they will offer me this job for this amount of money, and I won't have to be stuck in the, you know, like a scullery maid.
A year. Holy God.
Yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah. They must be hurting for people to do that.
Well,
I don't have any offer currently, right?
Not yet, but I do feel... There's going to be interest coming. You know, I read a lot of the business pages that are online and also that come through in an actual hard copy newspaper.
Yes,
that we
get. Still get that.
And they are finding that there is so much understaffing in terms of medical, you know, careers.
Now, she's speaking from this country now.
No, I'm speaking worldwide.
I didn't. Okay, well, all right. Well, then you keep on talking. I thought you were just talking about us.
That different governments and the powers that be, I guess,
the powers that be.
In these medical institutions, they're trying to put their heads together to figure out how to fill these positions. People don't even want to work in restaurants anymore, you know, and it makes no sense to me. I mean, they're jacking up the minimum wage here. To, what did I just tell you, $13.50?
Well, it depends on where you live, what that means.
When I started working, it was $1.65, and you were happy to get it.
The problem is with that, when you do that, who's paying that?
Well, we're going to pay.
The customer. And when you start doing that to people that already aren't going to restaurants and you raise the stuff at the restaurant, guess what's going to happen? You'll be going out of business because people are not going to go.
I really feel, hon, that you're going to get a phone call or it's going to be an email. It's coming... as what will really surprise you, and it's going to be a female wanting to meet with you to discuss a position, and it's coming.
Has she been putting feelers out?
Yeah, she says she's been looking.
Good,
good.
As well, one should if they're not happy. That's a 12-month, that's horrible.
I still say that you are going to be the one that will ultimately end your employment where you are.
Which means
but,
you got something better, right?
But, yeah, and the thing is, though, when you walk in and you've already got a hard offer and you go in and tell them, this is when a lot of times they start wanting to negotiate.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the negotiation thing like...
From some other company, then you can negotiate.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that this company is going to want to move you out of that position. I think they're kind of worried, too, from the way the cars are laying, is that it's going to create controversy amongst the others.
That's the issue. That if they have this 12-month rule, the problem is if somebody, if they change that rule for somebody, then all the other people are going to start grabbing their torches.
If
I feel bad for her.
Yeah. I think that, yes, I do believe they will, but it may come down to you having to, what would be the word?
There is a good work if I see them.
I think so, yes. And they're not going to let you go because I think it's been very hard for that particular place to fill a lot of really critical positions. But if you are more skilled If you, you know,
yeah, if they consider you valuable, they got to figure something.
They did not allow me in the laboratory, and they sent me for the documentation work.
Well, they're not going to let you work there at all.
No, not in the laboratory because it is a high risk.
Yeah, well, that's what
true.
I wonder.
That is a different ballgame.
So if you are pregnant here, will they move you to another place? They can't fire you, I would think.
Yeah, I'm worried. They can fire me or they can move.
It's a different country. We don't know their laws.
Here they could not fire you.
Yeah.
You would not get fired.
You would love to get fired here for getting pregnant. You'd be so rich if it was a big company.
Yeah, and they would put you out on maternity leave with pay. You know,
or move you to another position where you could do it, like at a desk position or something. But if they fired you in this country for being pregnant, God have mercy on their financial soul when it
would work. Would be bad.
If it's a big, if it's a little company, they just go out of business. But
now they're even letting fathers take.
Yes, absolutely. I think we've had people at my job do that. Yep, they do.
Like when I get a call from some woman, you said?
I think it's very soon, the way it's projected here.
It's good because she's been waiting for a while.
You have a husband. You're married, right? I keep calling him. Yeah.
Okay.
He is a, he has what seems to me a very pessimistic outlook on life.
Some people do, don't they?
Yeah. He seems to be...
Not me.
No, you're not.
I'm just saying to them.
But if he could be more positive, you would feel more encouraged. But he's kind of a gloomy Gus, is what I keep hearing.
Or he's a worrywart, right?
Yes.
And sometimes that can be beneficial in a marriage, but unless it goes overboard.
He fears poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe because he grew up with it or experienced it at some point in his life. And, you know, and if that was a traumatic thing to him, then he should fear that. I can imagine that.
But for us women, creating new life, we just look at it this way. We'll throw another one on the pile. You know, and the more children you have, I swear, the easier it gets. I hear a baby waking up.
Yeah.
How many kids does she have?
I think she has two.
She wants another.
Yeah. Well,
we have an interview.
She's not enough.
Another company.
He may need help with his interview style. Because if he's got to go in there like a go-getter. You know, that's the thing. We have to gain leverage over our competition.
Yeah.
And I think if he could try to put a smile on all of this, I mean, remember, you're not living in a box, like under a bridge somewhere. You know, the children are healthy. You're healthy. You see what I'm saying?
I got it. And I got what you're saying, but he obviously something traumatic happened with that poverty thing, and maybe he's that good of a father and provider that he can't even fathom him not being able to provide for his family.
And I think he just assumed that she does whatever she can.
Don't make waves. You're getting a check.
Yeah.
Don't take chances.
Well, and a lot may come from their culture.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's a whole different ballgame.
Women as are coming up now. Look at
women and men, we just, you know, it's a different ballgame, right?
Yeah, look at the stress and strain it's causing in the Middle East, you know, where women want to drive and they want to not have to.
Yeah, depends on which country, mind you. Some countries, and they're all so different down there. Some of them, I would be afraid to do that because if I was a woman, because I might go to jail.
Well, Dubai is very progressive, however.
And it's relative, right?
They let women drive. They have female cab drivers and stuff. But a male relative has to take her to tell a prospective employer, yes, she has our permission to work. That's really archaic.
Whatever, if that's the culture and they like it, who are we to piss on it? It's not our culture. I can give you, hey, what do you think about that, Jim? I think that culture is bullshit. But I don't think it needs to be changed. I'm not going to go.
Well, we sure love to bring our tourist dollars over there, don't we?
Well, we're not the only ones.
Okay, well, for you, for right now, I would, you know what, put it in, as far as the pregnancy, and I know you've suffered loss. If my urge is to tell you as another female, you have a baby if you want to. And it's going to be a very special child that I see here. This one is going to really make you proud. Not that your others aren't, but this one is special.
Interesting.
Yeah, this one is special. So, and your work is going to work out, because if you turn up pregnant, like you said, they're not going to want you in a high-risk environment.
And that's better for both of you, but you should not be punished financially and employment-wise.
She
already said that country's got different things on that.
Why don't you check with some kind of labor board there?
Or whatever.
Talk to somebody in the government just to find out, you know, about employment law.
It's the Netherlands. We have no clue. Only tell you, in this country, they can't screw you over because you got pregnant.
Right.
Then if it's a good company with good money, you'd get rich.
Yes, I do.
We need to.
I think it is a good decision, and I really think everything a year from now, you're going to look back and see how everything fell into place. And it will. Yes, I do. I remember. And I remember that having to let that pregnancy go, that was hard for you. Very hard. So, but I don't see that there would be any problems with the next one. Now, remember, I am not an obstetrician here.
This is for the new folks out there.
I'm just sitting here giving my opinion.
Yep, new folks.
From what I see.
Based on her intuitive card reading.
Yeah.
Which is like a Polaroid snapshot of the future.
It is.
It's not a movie.
Yeah.
It's not like, if you watch Back to the Future sometimes or Butterfly Effect, you can kind of get the, I see what she's saying. It's a snapshot.
Yeah.
And that could change. And right after the hang up, something could happen to change that. You literally could. The world is dynamic. The future is dynamic.
I've got to tell you one thing, though. I have to remember, and it's a real point of contention with me, that I have to remember from my training in psychological first aid, we never are supposed to tell people everything is going to be all right. If we're dealing with blood victims or terrorism, whatever the case might be, you know, even somebody that's being brought in on a stretcher, we can't promise them that. All I'm telling you is my personal opinion is that I think everything will go fine.
Right. And plus, if you tell somebody everything's going to be all right, what that means to you, what that means to them could be totally two different interpretations. You could be to them, you're going to live. And they'd be like, all right, I thought my house was going to be okay and all this other stuff and my kid's going to be alive. And you might have said that in a catastrophe. I think you're going to be fine. You. Doesn't mean your whole life ain't wrecked because you lost your whole family or anything.
But yeah. And
that's why you don't say that.
There was a big story in the news recently about a man, and it might be somebody very well-known. I can't recall. But he was found to have a brain tumor that seemed to take them forever to actually find.
Well, maybe he didn't go in enough.
He probably didn't. And then
we're humans. We'd say,
out to be pretty massive as a tumor. Well, here's the thing. He got the tumor removed, but then he had a really big stroke soon after.
I would imagine that was probably a traumatic medical procedure. So,
and he's still trying to come back, still trying to talk, still trying to walk,
mm-hmm.
you know, even trying to swallow a piece of food.
Well, I mean, depending on the stroke, I mean, that could, if it's real bad, breathing could be a problem. But, yeah, we mm-hmm. got you. Yeah.
So, you know, I have to always remind everybody. So, Dr. Priya, good luck.
Oh, yeah, and I got
to
give her her.
Yeah, here you go.
Here's your angel card reading from the Mind Info Oracle cards. Subject is break free. That's a hand with a broken chain.
Wow.
You're being asked to break free from the tribe in order to live your authentic life. This isn't easy, but it's very necessary if you're going to share your true self with others. Be brave, be real, be you, and trust that those who love you will always be there for you.
Yes, and I think with some support and encouragement, your husband will not always look at the darkness. He'll start looking at the light.
And regardless of that attitude, he's going to support you whatever decision you make, even if he didn't encourage it.
Yes.
He's your husband, and you can tell his concerns are not selfish. It's for the family, right?
Yes.
Sounds like he's concerned about the whole family.
Sounds like a good man.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like his concerns are for the unit, the family unit.
Yeah. So call us again when you get a chance, and we'll talk some more, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, I wish the best of luck. Yeah, she's been putting up with that job and stuff for a while. Hopefully something will come to fruition, right? Good word. Deb loves those words.
I love that word, fruition.
She does.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Priya.
All right, darling.
And we hope that everything's treating you well in the Netherlands other than the job you're not happy with.
And we will talk soon.
And I would not be happy with it either.
Take care. Please get some sleep. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, that's later there.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Huh.
It is much later. Yeah, Deb loves fruition, and she loves serendipity. And there was another word you used the other day.
I love a lot of words.
She is a, well, I mean, that's her thing. Deb is more artsy, creative writing.
In the training, I'm going to teach them wordsmithing.
Yep, that's her thing. That is her forte. It is. That's her thing. And I respect it. That's sometimes I have to ask, because, like, what is it?
How many times have you ever, all of you, gone to see a doctor, we'll say, and they are using $500 words, and everything's going, phew, phew, like that thing. I don't know. Sometimes,
especially the old timers.
I wonder if it's ego-driven to kind of dazzle us with their...
We don't know, right?
Or is it that they forgot to talk down to regular people?
And I think it's a combination of both. I think sometimes the old school guys maybe weren't taught good bedside manners, but you have some old dudes that have been. And maybe some of these doctors, Deb, you know how it is, their minds are so brilliant, that's all they know how to talk. Right?
You know,
they don't even know how to talk to a layman, right? They're like, oh, well, you know, you couldn't metastasize, and you know, then you're like, you're talking to some poor little old lady. You should probably talk to her.
Well, look at Dr. House.
Hold her
a
little
show.
Hand.
Your Aussie countryman, Dr. House, because he wasn't from England, I don't believe.
I don't know where he's from. He is. That is a pretty good job of not doing
as a
pretty
doctor,
good American accent.
He was an asshole in that series.
What's his name?
Dr. House.
Fucking his real name.
Yeah,
Jesus, God, is it Hugh something?
Hugh. Yeah, Hugh, come on.
It's not Jackman, because that's freaking, that's a Wolverine. But, yeah.
Hugh Laurie. Yeah. He, if I was dealing with
in real life, you want the asshole doctor that...
I would want, Virgil says he's from England.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
There you go.
I would want the asshole.
You want the asshole doctor. You don't care about the bedside manners. Like, dude, it's life or death. I have some shit that nobody can figure out. If you want to call me an asshole and make fun of me on your way to fixing me, do so.
And he loves puzzles. You need a doctor that loves a puzzle.
Yeah.
How he would sit and throw that ball up against the wall.
It was, you know what? At first, I was like, meh. When that show was live, people were talking about it. I never watched any of those really good shows live.
Yeah. Reruns.
Every single one of them I've watched, the show was already canceled. Then I decided to watch them, which is cool because I can binge watch them if I like them. Like The Office, that was already over. Breaking Bad, that was already shut down. The House, that was already freaking long over. All those shows that I said, all right, I think I'll watch them after people watched it 10 years earlier and said it was great. I'm like, huh. Cool, because now I don't like the waiting 1 week for every show.
I can't stand it.
I watch the Game of Thrones and then the other, you know, the other thing and all that stuff, and it's like, that sucks having to wait every week.
No, it's better binging. And he would break the law to figure out, you know, not I had a doctor once. We talked about Dr. House show, and he said, oh, he'd have been brought up on a malpractice, you know, lawsuits.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
All over the place.
Sure. And, you know, you've seen many people, a lot of those.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of those folks that, you know, MASH, a lot of those folks just shit all over that show, the doctors that were in actually in those places. It's like, first of all, it's a fictional show. Come on, man. They get mad. They're like, oh, my God, it was not actually like that in a MASH in Korea. Well, no kidding. That's called fiction, Dumas. It'd be different if you saw it on the History Channel. Then you could get bitch. But that was on CBS. It was a fun and happy show.
Your dad didn't like it.
I didn't like it either.
No.
And I, actually, you know what? To this day, I really only like the first, like, three seasons when they had those characters, the original characters. After they switched around, it did start getting too soap opery later on.
Yeah. Oh, it got really...
The first three seasons, it was like, if you ever saw the MASH movie, it was like that. Nobody gave a shit about it. I mean, when they were operating, they did, but there was no, like, when they were not operating, they were like, anything goes. There was almost more like sailors. Because, like, when sailors are doing their job on the ship, okay, you gotta do your shit, but when you go ashore, holy crap, anything fucking goes. That's the way that MASH show was, when they weren't actually in the operating room. They're out chasing nurses and getting drunk
and
doing all sorts of crazy shit.
And with the Navy here, which is the largest naval base in the world, all of the women here are like, yeah, next week, 6,000 men are getting off that ship.
Not as much anymore because now the deployments are 9 months-ish.
Yeah.
And they vary a lot more. It was pretty much 6 months if there wasn't a conflict. You could actually almost set your calendar to it.
Well, if you...
Now it's 9 months-ish.
Yeah, but they all still come out like wild animals to the clubs, you know, the bars. It was a lot of fun.
Us guys that
I
were...
Fun.
When I was on the Roosevelt on a carrier, we got the flavor of the town, and we said, oh, this battle group is going out on a deployment, so we're going to go out the next Friday, the immediate Friday after they go on deployment, and look for, we call them, we're going to go hunt deployed wives.
Deployment widows.
Deployed wives, yep. Because the first Friday night after their husbands leave, holy shit, and those bars at Waterside, Bar Norfolk, they encouraged. It was, I don't know if the whole chain is dead or just Bar Norfolk. Man, it was like Bar Norfolk, Bar Nashville. It was like they had all these bar series in all these different big cities, and they had a network where they would be live at all the bars. You could watch them all.
God.
And everybody could go dance on the bars. Chicks would get up there
and
dance on the bars.
There was fun to be had.
You'd make sure you watch your drink so they don't knock your drink over by accident. But you'd have two nice legs right between your beverage a lot of times. You'd be like, hi there.
And the running joke here
is
how many male sailors are raising another man's baby?
That's a whole different ball game now. Yep. But it was good. We would love that when we were in the Navy. We're like,
what,
oh my
you
God.
Look up at their panties or what?
You had no choice. It was right there. I'd be like, I have a drink and a beer. And I look up. I was like, sometimes you'd be talking. I'd be holding my beer or beer usually. Sometimes a drink. All of a sudden I see a foot to the left of me, the foot to the right of me. And I look up and I'm like, there's a chick right there dancing. Just not a dancer and a professional, somebody in the crowd that gets up and dances.
Actually, we have to go to a phone call, but I'm going to tell you.
We do.
Sophia has joined us many a night from Sweden at 2 o'clock in the morning, her time. And she holds a full-time medical place job, plus her own work. And for a call-in, I'd like her to be next. But we need to go to this. So we'll run a little after today.
Yeah, I'm excited ahead.
Yeah.
Not too much. I got to work in the morning.
216.
520. Oh, Lisa.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, are you in the house? Oh, she might not be in the house, Deb.
Uh-oh. Where'd Lisa go?
Oh, Lisa. Oh, Lisa. All right, well. Actually, that's 216 is not going to be next. Because this number has been holding since the beginning of time right here. Boom. Well, Lisa, hopefully we can get back to you before the show's up.
What happened to 216?
They weren't next.
Oh, somebody's there.
Wait. Hang on.
Lisa, Lisa.
Oh, my God. I forgot I had put you on mute. I've been running around. I'm making dinner. I had to turn the dinner off, and then we're back in the saddle again. And so we went back and forth. He was, you know, Deb, you saw on one of the readings that he was going to be angry. And at first when I called him, like after the reading I had with you last night, I was supposed to go out. People were expecting me. And I just couldn't bring myself to it before calling him. And I was just going to give him his chicken back, I thought. And then the way he answers the phone, I thought, oh, fuck. He was angry. He said, he picked up the phone and said, well, it's your dime. And he's never in a very masculine voice. He's never talked like that.
You can tell he's not.
I told you he was mad.
No, I'm saying not your dime gives you an age reference. Yes. He's our age. That doesn't mean anything to anybody nowadays. Your dime.
You can't get a name for it.
You got to be our age for that to mean something.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hurry. I have to hurry. Anyway, so this is the thing. So, well, because there's stuff piling up here. But anyway, so we,
bullshit.
What we did was we talked last night and he was laughing and I was explaining to him, you know, what happened. And then this morning he brought it up again and he said, well, you know, and he's bringing it up over and over again. And he said, you know, he's slow on the uptake. Deb, you've seen this stuff, you know, he's not used to women or whatever. And he kept bringing it. He said, why didn't you just call me and say to me, soup's on and come over here right now? Well, I'm thinking about that later today and I'm thinking, well, and then my girlfriend did tell me, she said, you know, he could have fallen asleep. He could have blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, and then he's looking at me side-eye, you know, like, where did you go? Not where did you go outright. Like, oh, did you go there? Did you go here? I didn't say. No, I went the fuck out, man. And I was having a great time. I went last night to a bar, and my friend was there, my guy friend. He bought me something to eat, and we were having a good time. And I told my friend, I was getting tired. I said, I have to go home. And I said, next time I see you, the drink is on me. And now we're back together. And now I put a curbside shopping list together, and there's an item in there that I bought, Deb, and I can't say it on the air, but do you think you'll like it?
She bought a fucking strap-on freaking dick, Deb.
No.
Oh, bullshit. You bought something.
She bought a sex toy.
She bought something that was meant to be inserted where it usually isn't on a man. I can tell already. Go ahead. Deb.
I'm focusing.
Deb, she's talking to you, Deb.
I'm focusing.
Oh, Debbie. Oh, isn't that nice?
I wish you were on video call right now because I would only look at you, but I would want to see what it is.
All you public service announcement for all you folks out there, if you're looking for a gift for Jim someday for the holidays, maybe Christmas or birthday, I don't need anything that's going to get inserted in my bunghole. I don't need that. I don't want it.
People wondering. Well, then we'll get you a, I want to say it in
whatever
the
it is, it does not need to go into my anus, just to let
it's
you know.
A, how about a
scratch that off your lip?
You know what? I did not lie there. That's not
whatever.
What I thought. But you know
whatever
what?
It is.
No, but that's what we'll get, Jim.
I don't need that. I don't need to be pegged or whatever the words you want to use. Don't need it. Wouldn't be
you
prudent.
Know what? I'm going to have to, I have to hang up and listen to the answer because I'm, what?
Really? Are you waiting with
your
him?
Grandson isn't there. You have adults there.
No, he's not there, but it's I'm making dinner, he's here and I'm trying to get.
All right. We'll let you go. And I will say the answer. All right.
Is it I'll listen. Can you say
okay.
it to me?
Yeah. Oh, he's all stirred up. You're out in the world. you know, and he is not there. So he's thinking, well, now she's starting to disappear on me. And he's at war with himself. Has nothing to do with
it. Who the hell is
going to
win that?
But it's going to seem like he's angry with you, but he's really mad at this, how this whole thing is playing out. Who's going to win?
The war within himself.
First, I
want to
tell you, I think he's going to love that you got him that present. I think I think he's going to love it. But, you know, bear in mind, the mood he's in right now.
I still believe it's some kind of anal intruder.
No, it is.
I haven't heard that expression in years.
Remember where they showed that?
Where?
Remember that movie with Val Kilmer? What was that one?
I'm sorry, I have to hang up. Sorry. I'll have to listen to it. Thank you.
Okay.
I love you both.
I love you guys. You too. Bye.
I can't believe she has to hide from this guy.
But then remember.
Whatever, man.
This is like, hey, you can't be so judgy about people. This may be how she lives her life. When she has
hiding from stuff?
She's very submissive. And I see nothing wrong with that if it works well.
But it doesn't seem to be working because she's calling you 15 times a day because she's pissed off at him. How is that fucking working? Hey, I need cards because this asshole, I can't figure this asshole out. He's pissing me off. One day we hate each other. 3 days later, lovey-dovey, hate, love, hate, love, hate, love. Hey, that's the kind of life I want.
Lisa, I want you to know when you
listen to this. I want that forever.
I am still seeing that this is not the man you're going to be with.
God, I hope
not.
She's going to go insane if she has to do this the rest of her life.
This guy, your neighbor, and I'm telling you, I would stake my career on this, that he is suffering from some sort of sexual dysfunction. Right here, and it has to do with his own biology.
I did a study on this. I have a book out there. It's called I Love Meat Whistle-itis. And I can't get over it. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, I went up to the restaurant and there was a buffet. And one, there was a meat whistle and there was a whisker biscuit. And guess what I had to choose? Oh, you know, I don't like whisker biscuits because I prefer the buns with hair on them are very preferable. The hairy buns.
You're not, what, for men?
He obviously likes butt pirates.
Well, maybe then he gets his anus bleached too, which is a big thing.
He might get it bleached and he might get it checked out a lot. We don't know is all I'm saying.
I'm glad I'm more tolerant than you are.
I'm not intolerant, but let's not try to freaking cover a turd. A turd is a turd, is it not a turd? Let's not try to cover something and make it look like something that's not. If he's really homosexual to his nature, and maybe he's in a denial phase. You think it's the other way? Maybe it's a different thing. Maybe he's truly homosexual.
And he ought to share that with her. And she said she'll go to therapy with him. If he has to have something surgical done, she would support him through it. I mean,
what surgical shit does he need done?
They can, if he is unable to maintain or even get an erection, they have hydraulics they put in there now. They have the medication like you bought. They can do things.
Or maybe because that old whisker biscuit doesn't trip his trigger as much as he wishes it did.
Well,
maybe the old frickin', what did Dice say? Bowls across the chin. Maybe that's, he's just kind of used to that.
Here's the thing, though. In doing this type of...
It's a free country. You can do whatever you want. I'm just saying.
Using this method has a lot of... It's therapy-based in many ways. And you can't... You would alienate your clients like crazy if this is how you would go about your practice. You have to...
What?
You support them as they're going down shit creek, I guess. You paddle a canoe after them. And then you offer them the option.
I want them to get their goddamn bowl out of Shit Creek. Don't go to Shit Creek. It's not going to work out for you. Don't do it. But once you're in Shit Creek, then you got to support them. I got you. The best case scenario is if you have a chance, get that float the fuck out of Shit Creek if you can. It's too late for her. She is down. Oh, my God. She is down. Shit
Creek.
You know,
she's listening to this. And
I know she's listening to this. Come on. Half the time she agrees with us. When they're off, she agrees. When they're on, then it's Deb, Deb, Deb. What do the cards say when she's on and happy? Right?
I don't know. Why don't we?
What do you got lined up?
I want to take care of those two ladies here.
Pick one. They both want a messenger in. She want to say first up.
It's Sophia and Laura.
First come, first serve. Messenger,
yeah,
Deborah Lee now.
Yes.
See how
please.
Pissed off she is? I'm screwed after this show. There it is. We've been talking about it. Look at that. If I disagree, I can't have a mind of my own. She wants a robot, a puppet. Kirsty, international shout out from England. She's only been here for like 30 minutes.
Sophia.
Sophia is in the house. I got to let everybody know. Hang on. So you do what you got to do. I'll tell them what we're doing a reading.
Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Did you want to do this without video?
It doesn't matter. They don't
maybe
see it.
Not. It's a bit late.
Okay.
Watch her call. They can't
in
see
bed.
It.
Yeah, she's in bed. She got her jammies.
She
going
that night.
Yeah.
And she goes, night.
What can I do for you, my darling? What can I do?
I have been looking for a new office space.
Yes.
And I'm a little bit in a fix. I don't know what the cards have to say, but it's like, I don't know, I'm feeling a little bit all over the place.
Huh. Okay, have you looked at options? I mean, have you been... looking at different office spaces.
Oh.
I actually have an office space. It's just the last, it's like literally a week. But I keep coming across resistance in a way.
Are you speaking of in terms of energy or?
No, just like the way, because I'll be sharing with somebody.
Oh.
With the person who rents it. So it's like I don't know if I'm stepping, like I'm asking for too much. What do you think or what do you?
Well, first of all, are you and another person, would you be sharing the fee for the office equally?
Not equally.
Okay.
They will be, I'll be renting it from them. So I'll be having it for like 4 days a week.
Okay.
Hmm.
And you feel that there's going to be a problem, some kind of issue? Or it just doesn't...
I sense, because it's like I need to get a few things. And I'm also very particular about the way I work. And they are very particular about the way they want the place to look.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm like asking for too much, but at the same time, I don't think I should have at least some kind of standpoint of where and what I need. So, yeah.
Some time ago in the past, I shared a very nice big office with another therapist. And by and large, it worked, but there were a lot of times I didn't feel comfortable in my own space.
Yes.
Oh, L?
Yeah.
Was that L?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
She had her own style. She wanted her things a certain way. I wanted mine, and we were sharing equally.
That does seem hard to do.
What, to share with somebody?
An office space, yes.
Well, it's great if it's a good marriage. But if it's a bad marriage,
it's really hard to get the good marriage in that case.
Yeah.
But
and
you're right.
If you're dealing with a stranger, that can be worse.
Well, that's got to be worse.
Yeah.
Unless you get lucky.
What I'm getting here is if you decide to take that route, Sophia, I feel it will be a short relationship, that eventually you're going to decide, hey, even if it's the size of a closet, I'd rather have my own space. And that's what I did. I ended up taking another space. because it just was too much. She dealt with people. She was a relationship therapist. They were coming in there, going through divorce, working on affairs, you know, all kinds. And the energy in there was just, I mean, I didn't feel comfortable being around it. So that's what I feel is you're going to eventually decide, I think, to take a shot at sharing an office. I think you'd be absolutely lovely as a office mate. Heck, if I had the means, I'd be over there sharing with you. Okay? And that's not such a ridiculous idea. It is one of my goals. I'm coming to see you. And
yes,
that is actually all of her goals.
And I will come and see you in a heartbeat.
I love that.
So we got Australia.
Want, so when I'm at the office,
Sweden,
I
Netherlands,
won't be,
England.
You won't be around. So I will have it to myself.
Canada.
And you got them. If you're very sensitive to vibrations, you know, to emotion, to all of that, you may have to cleanse it every time you go in there, just so it feels like it's your own. That's not a problem. But I just feel like the relationship itself, I don't know, it's just showing here that it'll start out very good, and then it's going to take a turn for some reason that is not coming. See, a lot of times cards tell me, you don't have a need to know yet, but this is all I will give you. And but for you, I do think you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. And eventually, maybe it's because your own business is going to pick up. Maybe you're going to need a place that you can work out of 7 days a week.
By yourself?
Yeah.
And they make office spaces so expensive.
Gosh, well, they got to make a living too.
They do, because, you know, a lot of not only they have, just to break even, they have stuff they got to pay, and then they all, like you said, they got to make a living too, or why would they be in the business, right?
Sure, their expenses go up.
A lot.
And I do, I love the idea of coming abroad and doing, you know, being, the thing that bothers me though is when I've read up on it, a person can't work for like a year to earn a living. The rules I've read were even kind of not very encouraging about even doing volunteer work. So, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. If that's your question, I do feel that you're going to eventually end up where you're meant to be. So can I say that this one's going to feel like heaven? No, I don't feel that.
No,
I think you're just, it's going to be a stopgap measure for you right now to get into a different space. And then once you get your footing, you know what I mean? Then
I know what you mean.
She's going to venture out.
And the thing about Sophia is she's been a lot of places around the world.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, some people, we don't think broad like she does. She's thinking globally. Some people must think where we are right now.
That's right.
So she's not afraid to expand to another country.
No.
She's been around, which is a benefit for her.
Didn't you tell me, maybe I'm wrong, that you wanted to move to Ireland?
Yes.
Yeah.
See?
I actually looked into it,
she's not
but
afraid.
I felt when I was there, it felt very not my kind of space. I think I'm so comfortable in Sweden.
Okay.
And
oh, that's good.
Like everything is so easy when it comes to the transportation, lifestyle. I think, it takes a while to adjust to a new country. But I wouldn't mind. But Jimbo, you were correct. I wouldn't mind going. And I think, this place is going to be, it seems like it's this, but it feels like if it starts off like, you know, with just trying, me feeling like I don't have my space, because right now I used to rent full time. So I think it's getting myself out of my comfort zone and into someone else's space. Yeah,
comfort zone
can be a little bit tricky.
A big deal.
Well, it can be.
It can be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not in your comfort zone, it can destroy everything else you're trying to do.
Yeah, it stifles your creative urge.
It overflows into other things that you didn't want it to.
Very much so.
Personal life, professional life.
I have to ask you, how is your love life?
Uh-oh, love is in the
kind of dry.
Because she's so damn busy.
Not for long.
She's busy.
You have a new man coming on the scene. You can't play the song. It's only one.
That's why I didn't do it, but I'm saying, but is it a mighty good man?
Oh, it is.
What a name. I got to get that clip.
Oh, and you know what's so wonderful about him is he is ripe, like we say, ripe for picking.
Ripe. He's ripe.
Like
you
an apple on the tree.
Yes, he's ripe.
He's so wants to have a family, and to just be happy. And he's got a very bubbly personality.
So he's a positive person.
Yeah,
not
very much
person.
So.
And that's important.
I need that in my life.
Yeah, I figured she'd want somebody positive. Yep.
After my last relationship,
sure.
I kind of kept it easy. And I've kept it to just taking, looking at myself and my business. And
I'm perceiving that it's going to come through a social event of some sort. And you won't know how to take him because he's just going to suddenly be right there.
Like in your face?
Not in a rude
way. I mean, like
way.
Catch you off guard type way.
Yeah, but like she'll turn around and go, oh.
Catch you off guard and you weren't prepared to even how to respond?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant by in your face. It wasn't like nasty.
Well, that means I have to actually go for a social event.
Well, sometimes business events are half social.
They are.
Sometimes business gatherings, they're like half or even more half social.
Meet and greets,
yes,
that kind of
exactly,
thing. Yeah,
exactly.
And the thing is, though, he is not going to settle for a long courtship. This is somebody who knows what he wants, and he wants it soon.
Mm.
So
okay.
You could get swept right off your feet.
Holy, sweeping off your feet.
I hope so, too.
Because
I've been falling onto him.
She's receptive to it, so that's good.
Every woman
good.
In her heart wants a fairy tale. They do.
They do.
Yeah.
But the problem is, there's a reason they call them fairy tales.
And the reason...
That's the problem.
The problem is we end up kissing too many frogs.
Because you grew up watching fairy tales, and that's not life. That ain't life.
But little girls are called princess. Little girl, you're such a princess.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that tide is shifting, too. But
yeah, I'm going to tell you, within 1 year, Sophia, mark my words, your entire life is going to change. And I feel it's going to begin by you sharing this space with this office mate that you have. As a prospect, and then from there, it's not going to be giant leaps. It's going to be little baby steps.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong.
Baby steps usually keeps you from having a catastrophe.
And you are right.
It is a beautiful space. I will send you a video.
Really?
It is a very beautiful space. It is an energy healer, too. I'm just kind of trying to see how I'm going to use it in my way and how to hold space. So that's where it's the last bit of it. I'm going to meet her tomorrow and we're going to try to work things through see how it would work out.
What the therapist I worked with, maybe you remember from being there,
which one?
She had half, and it was a big space, and I had the other half.
Talking about L?
Yeah.
Okay. That was that big, big place.
It was like we had... some kind of line down the middle.
Yeah, it was that big. It was a pretty
big
place.
Giant office.
It was a big giant office. I mean, it was giant.
And she only wanted $400 for that.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I bet she doesn't anymore.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
Remember, I had issues with the girl that took over.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and she ended up being charged more than what we did. We were.
You had the discount.
We had the
friendly discount, and you guys worked together a little bit at least. Yes.
So I think that, yes, you're right. Get out of your comfort zone. You're going to be more productive. And pretty soon that will be your comfort zone.
That's nice.
You
when
know?
It, yes, when that could be your comfort zone.
You're going places there, lady. Don't think out that for a minute.
Indeed.
Oh, yes, you are.
I do see travel happening for me.
Yes, I do.
I know that I'm not going to sit around for too long, but when that happens, I'm ready to leave and fly.
Well, and that's great because the more that you can open your arms in expectation of embracing that new future, the sooner it's coming to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the folks, especially the Facebook folks, know Sophia. She's doing what Deb does in a different way. So that's why they have they have this two-way communication that they just jive right away.
She's a super, super healer.
And some of the folks have been here that she's been on many a show. We haven't done one before. I'll have to arrange one soon. When she has time off and can join us again.
We'll connect with you again.
We'll have to do that again soon.
Yeah. They love
when she has time. She's a big...
And I should have you on my channel.
Oh, boy.
So we should arrange that.
Okay.
That, you know what? That would be... Sounds like a lot of fun.
It would be. And you'd be the front runner and I'd just be her.
Yeah. You'd be the guest.
Bar back.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Bar back. Oh, you've been watching too much Bar Rescue.
All right, give her card.
Have a lovely evening.
Oh, stand by, Sophia.
Thanks,
Beth.
No, wait.
It's okay, real quick. Your Oracle card reading subject is abundance.
There.
It says, you're being asked to be open to abundance, to believe that you're deserving of it, and to believe that it will flow to you. This is your first important step toward retrieving it. Breathe deeply. And trust that it's on its way. So abundance.
I love that. What
believe
a confirmation.
Believe in it. It's coming. Accept it. Don't get excited and get scared of it. Accept.
Oh, I think she's going to leap right into
it. I think she is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that's where
yeah.
she's not running away
thank
from it.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And now you could get some sleep.
Now you can go night-night. You go night-night.
I will still watch you. Hi.
Oh, okay.
That's right. She's been here since before the show even officially started. She was already here.
I feel so honored. Thank you.
We're not worthy.
Thank
we're not
you.
Worthy.
Thank you so
I can't
much
remember
once
what
again.
Movie that was.
All right, honey. We'll talk soon, all right?
Holy crap, I don't remember that.
Take care.
Oh, I think it was We're Not Worthy. I don't remember that quote. All right. What shall you do, Deb? Where are we
at? What do you got? Anybody?
We have everybody everywhere.
You have nobody holding?
Oh, we have a million people holding.
Oh, no. Really?
I'm not lying.
We can't take a million.
We can never take a million because eventually we have to, even if we pass out, we have to go to sleep someday.
Is Laura still with us?
Laura who? Oh, Laura from London. Who's in Ireland.
Yes.
I haven't seen her type for a while, but doesn't mean she's not here.
We have globetrotters all around us.
Arnold Goldtrotter, who's that? Sweet Georgia Brown?
Yes.
Stand by. Laura from London and Ireland.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Yes, we're doing great.
Welcome in.
It's been a wonderful day.
Wunderbar.
Good. I'm going to be very, very quick. Firstly, I'd like to say I want to send a lot of love to Dr. Priya, I'm sending her a lot of online because I can hear that she's going through a tough time.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Definitely. Yeah. There are some of us from the UK are saying, come over and we'll come over to you to New York City to check it out on the thread. I am actually going to Saratoga next year, but I know that's way away from you.
Saratoga Springs, New York?
Yes.
I've been there 1,000,000,000 times.
Yeah, well, I'm going there. So I'll keep it short and sweet. People are waiting.
We can travel.
Oh, I love that place now.
Go ahead.
Better than it was when I was a squid.
Quick question. I'm meeting a friend I know, potential. His name's Andy. I'm meeting him on Sunday. Can you tell me a little bit about this person?
There you go.
Sure.
There you
know
go.
Him a long time?
Well over a year.
Okay, that's a long time.
And that is there in Ireland?
In Ireland?
Yes.
Okay, so she's meeting, probably very, she said what, Sunday? Was it Sunday you're meeting?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's very soon, because guess what, Dave? She's already in Thursday, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's in Thursday already.
Thursday already, yeah.
Yeah. When I get up, it'll be Thursday, but right now, negative. So that's okay.
Thursday, Friday Junior.
It is Friday Junior. Oh, I miss those days. All my, I sound like I'm 100 years old. All my friends, when I go in and work, they all got married or whatever, but we Thursdays used to be a holy crap night after work, boy. Wow.
You know, they used to say, human resource people used to say, going back a bunch of years.
A lot of years.
They would say, if you have an employee that is chronically not in on a Friday or it happens to be on a Monday, they likely have an alcohol addiction and they can't they can't last till the weekend.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So Thursday is the new Friday. They'll be able to go in and do a Friday work hangover. Then you've got drinking Saturday, Sunday. Then you join the Monday club. Then you've got suicidal Tuesday.
No kidding. Yeah. What's Wednesday?
Wednesday is hump day. It's just about, you can just about hold down your food and not have surface.
I like it.
It's an unending cycle.
It
what
is,
can
a,
you
it
do?
Is the cycle of life, the circle of life. It is what it is.
You know, and I think, though, it's okay. Can you be a functional alcoholic? I think it's a lot of people are.
And you know what, though? They say alcoholic, but typically the person's not going in their closet drinking. They're out having a good time with a lot of friends. And it does involve alcohol. But it's about friends and socializing.
Party
animal. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Now, if you go home and sit in the closet and drink by yourself and come late to work, that you should probably go get checked in for.
Now, the culture I come from, being Ukraine and there's Eastern.
I thought you were like Slavic.
Well, I'm 57.
I think everybody on earth basically is, you know.
My mother was Swede, French, and Irish. That was her.
How the hell do you know that?
They tell you when you're a kid.
Well, they tell you. Maybe you should get a DNA test, remember?
A DNA test.
That was to find out if you had a sister.
No, but it also showed my mother's side was in the DNA. You should take it. 1, 2, 3. I forget what it's called. 21 and me or...
I don't know. Are you going to die here on stage?
I don't know.
Stand by. We might have a death on stage.
Okay, but my culture was very alcohol-oriented. Everything. No matter where you went, to a sporting event or to somebody's house, it was alcohol. Yeah. And you folks come from a, you know.
Because that's where we came from. We came from Europe, Deb. We came from Europe.
We came from Europe.
We're not Native American. We came from everybody in Europe.
And places where there's a lot of snow a lot of the time.
And as far as...
They drink a lot, too.
As far as looking at the history of the Earth, 250 years ago wasn't that long ago. Well, that's when we became independent. But
that was us.
So 400 years ago, that's not that long ago that we came from Europe.
In the 2000s.
I said we.
Yeah.
We.
All right, now to your reading. Well, I think that this is going to go very well for you. You're going to really enjoy yourself. He's got a emotional issue of some kind that is coming through. Do you know that? Are you aware of it?
Okay. Yes, I am.
See, so she's aware. This guy has had a rugged past in a lot of ways. You know, I often see in your cards that you have been almost like divinely ordained to be a fixer in the world. You come through as the healer.
Like Mike.
Who?
The fixer, Mike.
Mike the fixer, yeah.
Never mind, go back to that.
All right, but I think it's a lot of your charisma is that people see in you, I'll bet you your past lives have included much in the way of ministry or healing professions, medically, things like that. Okay, you're aware of that too?
Yeah.
We're clicking tonight.
Well, the last two calls are people that you guys are on the same wavelength.
So, but on his side, I think he doesn't like himself very much.
No,
and No, and he thinks that he's kind of a loser. And he isn't.
No, he's up late. He's just got low self-esteem.
He's what? Oh, low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem.
Well, I think you can get that from other people that you are around. If you're around people, tell you, oh, my goodness, you're such a great artist, or, you know, this, that, or the, I mean, I used to be a mousy little mouse, but I wanted to come out and be in front, and it took a lot of guts, because I was more the writer, be quiet, keep, you know, myself on the down low. Now, try and put me back into that box. You try. So I really think through you, he's going to the elevator. Who's Matt?
Oh, I said, excuse me. I just burped. I burped and I said, excuse me, but
and
I tried to be subtle.
This could turn into a very meaningful love relationship. You got
does he
your,
like me?
What?
Does he like me? Does he like me?
I think he more than likes you.
Well, you picked it up.
He still, yeah, I was just going to say.
I looked over and I was like, there's something missing. Oh, never mind. I didn't know she had it in her hand.
I think he's still caught up about a previous, or if there's a woman here that did him wrong.
Okay.
And it could even be a family member. It's not necessarily a love interest.
I get it.
Okay. He's so sensitive. He's got like the heart of a romantic.
Oh, yeah.
He does. And I think that you could love him very, very much. Well, that one, the Ireland guy, Mr. Ireland.
From the land of Ireland.
You know, he is a piece of work, I'll tell you, that guy.
Really?
He can't get over you. And
no
because
way.
You don't chase him, he's a green monster of jealousy.
No
has
way.
Him in its clutches. Yes, but it's like he wants to come out and play with you, but then he just kind of ignores you. And he wants you to worship at his feet. So... And you
I haven't told him I'm in the country. I won't tell him. I'm not telling him I'm in Ireland. Yeah. I refuse to. So.
Yeah, I think that's great because he'll misconstrue that as, well, see, I knew it. She'd
see?
Be back.
That happens a lot.
Yes, it does. So, but I think Sunday's going to be very lovely.
Nice.
For you.
Oh, lovely. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you. And thanks for everything you do. And light and love to everyone. And I just wanted to wrap it up there because it's late. And thank you for everything.
Yes,
you
you're
me.
Welcome. Now, when you do come over, you know, to the States here, to Saratoga, I think we could work out meeting with you.
Really?
I would love it. I would. I want to travel and get out of Virginia and, you know, do stuff. Okay, here comes Jim.
All right, stand by. You're...
We'll work on it.
Mind info Oracle card reading. Subject is focus. You're being asked to shift your focus away from what isn't working toward what is. Paying extra attention to where your focus is the first step toward creating an amazing life. So.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
So you're being asked to shift your focus, and you must pay attention. Not the cards. It's not me.
All right.
Alrighty then.
Take care. And we'll
love you too.
Love you too.
Adios.
Care. Bye-bye, hon.
International shout-out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots.
Yes, and unfortunately...
Sorry, Suzanne.
We're going to say hi.
God, she rolled it
and
late.
We're going to say bye. I think she gets off work or something.
Well, later. I mean, obviously or something, because sometimes she's the first. Sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you work and you don't work, it is what it is, right? So what do you think? Blog talks, goodbyes. Shall we?
Yes, we've got to.
When you
got to
go, you got to go, right? Let's go with, yes, this is a nice,
good
always
night.
Nice.
I'm Deborah Lee, and this here is Jim Bo. We'll be back real soon.
Now she'll be getting beat up soon.
Ha, ha, ha.